Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 7-Eleven, News Radio 92.3, cold-ish, not as cold as yesterday, but not pleasant. Rainy a little bit all day and then tomorrow, and we're still waiting to find out whether the Gulf Breeze Parade and the Milton Parade are going to happen. The middle one is not going to happen in Navarre, so we're waiting to find out what all that is going to be for tomorrow. Of course, it looks like it's going to be kind of ugly weather all, at least through, afternoon, evening on Saturday. Lots of very interesting things happened yesterday, including the governor coming out and talking about his proposal for what he calls an artificial intelligence bill of rights. And the basic idea of that is to do a bunch of things that I really, really agree with. And so I'm glad to hear him addressing this. I think some of it is a bit aspirational. It's a bit of the genie is already outside of the lamp. But some of the things include prohibiting any state or local government from utilizing DeepSeek or any other Chinese-created AI tools to protect American data, reenacting protections we already have against deep fakes and explicit material, especially those regarding, including those related to minors, prohibiting AI from using an individual's name, image, or likeness without their consent, tying it especially the harm or sale of a product like schemes to defraud that are already in law. Requiring a notice to consumers when interacting with AI. You know, you're not talking to a person. I mean, we're getting to that point, right? Or texting with a person. Prohibiting entities from providing licensed therapy or mental health counseling through artificial intelligence. Provide parental controls for minors that allow parents to access the conversations their children have with large language models. Set parameters from the kid can access the platform and notify parents if the child changes or adopts concerning behavior. We've talked about this so many times. Your kids don't have a right to privacy. I mean, you might think they do. They might scream and yell if they claim they, but they don't. Because parents, you can actually be liable for the things your kids do wrong. And certainly you are, liable to God for shepherding them and caretaking them properly. And so, don't buy into this notion that you just have to leave your kids alone and hope that it all works out. No, the home is a police state. OK, it's a monarchy. It's, there's a king and there's a queen and then there's, the subjects. And it's your job to, create prosperity for them, whether they want it or not. So this notion that they're these independent, autonomous beings, there comes a point. Okay, legally at 18, and hopefully if you're doing parenting right, you can say prior to that they're ready. But, when they're 12, they don't need this stuff. It's not good for them. By the way, there's a whole new study out on, and we're not even going to get to talk about this today, probably Monday, a whole new study out on how short-form videos are harmful to people. As in, how many times have you heard me say, your kid shouldn't have smartphones, your kid shouldn't have smartphones, your kid shouldn't have smartphones. And they really shouldn't be watching TikTok on their laptops or their desktops or whatever else they have either. It's just these things are bad for them. Anyway, back to the AI Bill of Rights, ensuring that data inputted to AI is secure and private. I think that's a good luck question. But then a lot of this limit insurance companies from using AI to assess claims and to reject claims. And then also making sure that you as a ratepayer for like FPL are not going to be charged for the construction of these giant data centers that are massive energy hogs, right? That if they're going to do what they call hyperscale data center development, that that has to be done kind of on their own speculative dime, and those costs cannot be passed on to you. No taxpayer subsidies for big tech. Local government can prohibit data center construction in their area and ensure that water resources are not misused or utilized for the detriment of the public in connection with the cooling that goes on at these data centers, and preventing the construction, siting, and operation data centers by foreign principals on land classified as agricultural or green belt. So, you know, just there's a lot of good things in here. I think at this point it's kind of, which is always how these Bill of Rights are. It's, you know, statements of purpose is not really specifics, you know, enactment capability. But I'm sure more will be coming. And generally speaking, I agree with most of this. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock. Klondike Road at Mobile Highway. Use caution in that area. Actually, they're saying the roadway is clear now. A vehicle crash with a roadblock I-110 southbound, mile marker 5, so just use caution through that area. Then also a vehicle crash, State Road 281, Avalon Boulevard, right before you get to the Garcon Point Bridge. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you are in the market for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things that makes them different, it's not just the good cars, which does make them different, because, I mean, who else has this same 300 cars? Cars that are 1 to 4 years young, low miles, great condition that they warranty to 100,000 or 10 years. Okay, so a lot of good cars. But it's really the approach, which is we want to treat you so well that you want to come back. Not, as is often the case, unfortunately, at used car places where you feel like, man, I never want to see those people again. You know, even if you bought a car, you never want to see them again because you feel like I just barely got out of there with my skin. At Frontier, they want you to feel like, oh, hey, I could just go back today. Everything will be fine. We'll talk to you in 6 months, in a year, whatever. When you need a car, come back to us. Because they want you to feel like you were taken care of, like you were listened to, like you were given a good deal. And they'll even follow up with you to make sure that you're happy. They did with me. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey there, Pastor James Johnson here with Strength for Life. It was President Franklin D. Roosevelt who declared that December 7th, 1941, is a date that will live in infamy. It was on that day when the Japanese bombed the United States naval base at Pearl Harbor. That attack damaged 21 U.S. ships and more than 300 aircraft. Yet more importantly, that attack killed around 2,400 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and civilians. It's with that tragic day in mind that Strength for Life wants to thank the men and women of our armed forces. Thank you for your sacrifice and service. Thank you for protecting our great country, which, by the way, the United States of America is the greatest country in human history. As a pastor, I feel a debt of gratitude to every military member for enabling me to have the freedom to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. May each American citizen thank God for the gift that is the United States of America. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You do know Elvis is dead, right?
No, Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
Good morning, 7:19 on News Radio 92.3. Official, I have no position on the disposition of the person known as Elvis Presley in the United States of America in planet Earth. 7:19, just don't know anything about these things. We had a horrible, horrible bit of news that came out yesterday. And I'll just tell you, if you're taking kids to, you know, school today, this, you be the judge, okay? Whether this is the kind of story you want them to hear. I don't know what I would do if I were driving in the car, but I always think about that, parents with their kids in the car, and, you know, I always think about how the news kind of throws stuff at you, and you're like, oh, well, I didn't really need to hear all that. And this might be one of these cases, okay? So if you want to, you know, change away or turn me down or, you know, go to music for a couple minutes, I understand. But Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson gave an update yesterday on a really awful case involving the murder of a teenager.
December 1st, around 7 a.m., Danica Troy, a 14-year-old, was reported as a runaway by her mother in Pace, Florida. Unbeknownst to the mother, unfortunately, Danica was murdered the previous night.
Yeah, and they were their major crimes folks were already working the Reagan Barber murder that had taken place in the South End, and, you know, they get this call on top of it on Kimberly Road.
So December 2nd, they get out there, they start the investigations, and this is where it gets really... It's really horrific, actually.
And look, like, trust me, like, if you don't know the story, I just want to warn you, this is kind of like last off-ramp, okay? Because what he's about to say is, it's pretty disturbing, but it is, unfortunately, what happened in our community.
They developed two suspects, one a 14-year-old boy and another one a 16-year-old boy. The 16-year-old boy, Gabriel Williams, stole his mother's handgun and shot Danica Troy. Kamari Blevins is the 14-year-old. Put their pictures up. They are currently at DJJ. They're being held on first-degree premeditated murder charges. And here's where it even gets worse. It's bad enough you kill a 14-year-old. You're 14, you're 16. Shoot her multiple times. Then they set her on fire.
It's just the kind of thing you wonder how any human being could do it. And any of it. Any of it.
So deputies get out there. They hit the ground running. They find both suspects. We get them in custody. And there's not, right now, there's not a clear motive. But I can tell you this. We're going to be hopefully working with the state attorney's office to get these individuals charged as adults. You do an adult crime, you need to do adult time. So that's going to be the next effort we're putting forth.
And in case you were wondering, no, the death penalty is not available. The Supreme Court in their 2005 Roper decision ruled that it is cruel and unusual punishment to execute anybody who committed a crime when they were under the age of 18 because, you know, their brains are still changing. They're susceptible to outside influences. You know, they have the capacity to reform in ways that adults do not, was the ruling of the court, which was a 5-4 decision, by the way. A very closely divided opinion. Even Sandra Day O'Connor wrote that she thought the majority was wrong in this case. And, you know, the conservatives definitely thought that the court was wrong. Because at the time you had, what was it? I think it was 20 states that still had it eligible for juveniles to be executed out of the, you know, majority of states that still had execution. And they claimed that it was a national consensus developing at that time, Justice Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, writing the opinion. And, you know, it's a very controversial decision. But as a matter of law, juveniles are not eligible for the death penalty, even for first-degree premeditated homicide with aggravators. It does not matter in the United States of America right now, including, of course, in Florida. Motives unknown. They were friends. What they're claiming might have happened, he says, does not add up. And so, you know, they're still doing more of their investigation. Wouldn't even tell us what they did say because they didn't want to compromise the investigation, but they are working with the state attorney's office. And he says this case is a very easy conviction because the evidence is so clear.
Some more things hashed out. But I can tell you this. This is what Major Crimes calls a ground ball. The evidence pointed to him immediately. They took him to custody immediately. And, you know, unfortunately for, you know, the Troy family, they have to go through this.
Yeah, it's awful. Some minor criminal history, run-ins with the law apparently for these teenagers. No charges at the moment against the parents, either of the victim or of the boys. Everything is still open to the investigation. He says that the person who found the body is traumatized. The major crimes folks are traumatized by having to see this. Nobody's expecting to see this kind of thing. And, you know, they apparently knew each other from school, where they went to High Roads School, which is a behavioral, emotional, academics, special needs kind of environment, second chance school, that kind of thing. So that's what we know. just, you know, man, be praying for our community. Be praying for these families, for the friends who knew this young girl and the teens. I mean, everybody's life is destroyed. Everybody's life is ruined. Everybody any close to this is affected. Even you just hearing the story, it's extraordinarily traumatizing. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that could become a national news story. I hate to see that it does because it adversely looks on our area, but it is a thing that happened, unfortunately. And our police and law enforcement, they deal with all kinds of, and the crime scene folks, you know, you don't think about the folks in the medical examiner's office, but they have to deal with, you know, they're the ones doing the forensics, having to deal with this now, you know. It's awful. 725 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with roadblock I-110 southbound right at mile marker 5. Use caution through that area. Also a vehicle crash, State Road 281, Avalon Boulevard, just before you get to the Garson Point Bridge. Drive with caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Yeah, people raising the question, what about the gun-owning mother, which I've seen some things online that make claims that, you know, she shouldn't have been eligible to own a gun. You know, was she properly storing it? Why did they have access to it? You know, was there proper supervision of her? What about of the daughter? I mean, yeah, I mean, all of these questions. And some people saying they wish they could be charged with more. I understand that, too. I do. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is giving Texas the green light to use a new congressional map, which is expected to benefit Republicans in next year's midterms. Lower court had originally blocked that map, saying that GOP lawmakers relied on race when drawing the districts. But the Supreme Court's six conservative justices said the state can move forward with it. More nations are being added to the U.S. travel ban. The Trump administration had already barred citizens from a dozen countries and restricted travelers from seven more. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said on Fox News that President Trump now plans to extend that ban to citizens of more than 30 nations. And LeBron James' historic scoring streak is over. After nearly 1,300 straight games in double figures, he finished with only 8 points in the Lakers' win over
Loser.
Toronto last night.
Can he even play ball anymore? Bro, do you even lift? Go on. Sorry.
Well, that's pretty much it, but the streak had been ongoing since 2007.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
18 years of 13, what did you say, 13,000 games? 1,300 straight games
in
double-digit
scoring. Yeah.
Bro. I mean, that's amazing. Oh, yeah. That is really amazing. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, the Hope Florida Foundation scandal just got a little bit more interesting yesterday. It's a little bit complicated to understand, but I'll try to give you the shortest version I can. So you remember this was the $10 million that Centene paid to the Hope Florida Foundation as what DeSantis at the time called a sweetener. As in not Medicaid money owed back and therefore not needing to go through the Agency for Healthcare Administration, ACA. That's why he and James Uthmeyer, the attorney general, had said that it was okay for it to go to Hope Florida, which foundation, not Hope Florida, but to Hope Florida Foundation, the fundraising arm, which then went to these two political action committees overseen by Uthmeyer, which then, you know, used the money to advocate for political purposes, which Alex Andrade, who was kind of the, you know, the key figure in discovering all of this, said that this was money laundering and wire fraud and, you know, misuse of funds at the very least. So $10 million went there, $57 million went back to ACA for the fine. Well, there's an interesting provision when it comes to Medicaid repayments, which is that whenever the state receives Medicaid funds, it's 57% covered by the federal government, 43% covered by us. So when there's a refund of that money or a settlement or a penalty by somebody where money comes back in, they have to send 57% of it back to the feds. They only get to keep 43%. So then you just do the math on what was a $57 million or a $67 million Medicaid penalty payment. You would either have a $33 million or a $38 million, which is the 57% of those two totals, repayment to the federal government. So which one did ACA repay? 38. Meaning they believe, in their analysis, that the total value of the Medicaid funds owed was 67, which means it included the $10 million side payments, which, if you ask me, this is one agency of our government, ACA, admitting that it was Medicaid money, which is completely contrary to what Uthmeyer and DeSantis had said at the time. And to me, looks like, I mean, basically granting the prosecution. It's just a question of who's going to be held responsible. So very interesting development yesterday in this case. And like I said, you know, like I've said before, we'll kind of wait to see. I mean, the grand jury had been convened, and we'll wait to see what indictments come out and, you know, who winds up getting named and how high this all goes. But it's not over. I'll just put it that way. It's definitely not over. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I just don't have enough time to get into any of these other ones. Oh, I do have a small one, though. It's kind of a fun one if you like sweets. The Cold Stone Creamery is coming to Pensacola. The closest one is like Panama City right now, so I'm excited about it. I love Cold Stone. But they're going to be open over there on Pine Forest and Mobile Highway in that Walmart Neighborhood Market Shopping Center across from the fairgrounds is what Brittany Masenchik from the PNJ is reporting. So, woohoo, Cold Stone here. Oh, give me that sweet cream with heat mix-ins.
I'm CJ Papa. Blockbuster, $72 billion entertainment deal, the media company that delivered the Superman and Harry Potter franchises, being sold to a streaming giant. Netflix agrees to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's TV studios and its streaming division, but the deal requires regulatory approval.
You're talking about potentially a very anti-competitive environment in this, on the streaming side of the industry with Netflix. Paramount Global, that wasn't as much of a concern if they had taken over Warner Brothers Discovery versus Netflix. So I have to wonder if we're going to see this deal approved.
Cheryl Cassoni, the Fox Business Network, 30-year-old Brian Cole, set to make his first court appearance this afternoon. The feds say he planted a pair of pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC headquarters January 5th of 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 52 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies here in Pensacola, looking like it'll be another rainy day for us here across the area. A Sims Middle School administrator in Pace is out of a job after stepping down last month. Joshua Parm resigned as dean of students in November. This is after a Santa Rosa County School District investigation. In the resignation letter, Parm insisted he didn't do anything wrong, but said he's choosing to leave rather than have the district's findings placed into his personnel file. Those findings have been sent to the state's Office of Professional Practices for review. Parm's final day with the school district was December 1st. Well, with artificial intelligence becoming more widespread, Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing for an AI Bill of Rights. The governor says that would protect people from deep fakes. It would also stop companies from misusing someone's likeness.
We are also going to make sure that your data is protected. We're not going to allow any state or local government agency to utilize Chinese-created AI tools.
The plan would also limit how insurance companies use AI and ensure that humans review claim decisions. It would even require lawyers to disclose when they rely on AI in legal findings. A Pace teenager is dead after what authorities are calling a horrific crime. 14-year-old Danica Troy, she was killed in December. Sheriff Bob Johnson says two teenagers were arrested in her death. They're in custody currently on first-degree murder charges.
It's bad enough you kill a 14-year-old. You're 14, you're 16. Shoot her multiple times, then they set her on fire.
Sheriff Bob Johnson there. And 16-year-old Gabriel Williams allegedly stole his mother's gun. 14-year-old Kamari Blevins was also involved. Johnson says they were school acquaintances of the victim. Investigators are still working to determine the motive. Johnson says they're working with a grand jury to see if those teens can be charged as adults. For now, they're being held in the Santa Rosa Juvenile Detention Center. 7:33 here, News Radio 92.3. The sentencing phase for the man who killed Hollywood police officer Yandy Chirino is halfway through. Prosecutors yesterday wrapping up their case by putting Chirino's loved ones on the stand.
What happened to my brother did not just end his life. It fractured ours. It changed who we are as individuals and as a family. It stole from us a son, a brother, an uncle, and a remarkable human being who deserved to live.
Jurors must now decide whether Jason Benegas should get life in prison or the death penalty. He's already pleaded guilty. He says the gun went off during a struggle in 2021. The defense takes over on Monday. Well, Pensacola's new city administrator David Stafford will be hitting the pavement tomorrow, weather permitting, for that annual Runway 5K. Now, that's held on a runway at the Pensacola International Airport. Proceeds go to a good cause.
It benefits USO Northwest Florida, which supports, of course, our military and their families. And if anybody's interested in registering, just go to runway5k.com.
And the race is scheduled for Saturday. If you want in, runway5k.com. And Stafford says it's the one day you can run on a runway without leaving in handcuffs. 735 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Apple Market, the biggest little grocery store on the Gulf Coast. Fresh foods, local charm, and friendly faces. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway, Pensacola. Let's see. First, we have a listener report that the traffic light at Five Points and Pace is flashing, so just be aware of that as you approach that area. Also, a vehicle crash with a roadblock, I-110 southbound, right at mile marker 5. Use caution. And then finally, a vehicle crash, State Road 281, Avalon Boulevard, just before the Garcon Point Bridge. Drive with caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And it is 48 and cloudy right now. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some wet weather as you go throughout your day today. 80% chance of rain, high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. Wet weather for that Saturday, about 100% chance of that rain. We will have highs near 60 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 54. We're going to keep clouds around on that Sunday with just a small sprinkle possible, high near 65 degrees. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And again, 52 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of More Threads soared by more than 400% on its debut in Shanghai following its $1.1 billion listing. Its IPO come as Beijing pushes domestic GPU makers despite U.S. sanctions limiting access to advanced manufacturing. Costco will add Gina Raimondo to its board of directors. Raimondo previously served as Commerce Secretary in the administration of former President Biden. Costco last week sued the Trump administration, seeking to recoup money it has paid to satisfy legally disputed tariffs imposed this year by President Trump. Ulta Beauty stock popped after it posted third quarter earnings that easily beat expectations. The retailer also hiked its profit and sales outlook for the second straight quarter. Many consumers have kept spending on beauty, even as they watch their dollars on other discretionary categories. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 31, the NASDAQ up 51, the S&P 500 up 7. That's your money now.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This is Sherry with Jonathan's Flooring, wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Megan with the Boot Store in Locksley and Pensacola, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Corey with WEAR, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
This is Bruno with Hill Kelly Dodge, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Look, Daddy!
Hey, I'm Sandy Zern, Marketing and Digital Consultant with ADX Communications. I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jeremy, the Traffic Director here at ADX Communications, and I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please get your copy in.
Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
Ho, ho, ho!
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack.
early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Yes, it is our once-a-month check-in with our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, to find out what is the state of agriculture in Florida. Of course, lots of stuff going on all the time. It's a little bit slower time of his life in the sort of winter as harvest is mostly done. Ryan Jenkins, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, doing great. How are you? Have you reached relaxation mode yet?
I've never heard of her. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, because
I don't know what relaxation mode is.
I know. You
I don't have that mode.
You wouldn't know what to do with yourself anyway. You'd be so confused. You know, if I had spare time,
that's
what's
right.
That? Okay, so finished with the main harvest?
We did. We finished picking cotton last Saturday evening. And that was the last thing we had to do. We'd finished our soybeans a few days before that. And, you know, our peanuts, I don't remember if we were finished the last time we spoke or not. But
I think you were almost.
They've been finished for a little bit now.
I think, yep, and there had been concerns with the peanuts about the dryness and the drought, which, of course, is always a concern, you know, generally. So how did that turn out?
It was like we expected, you know. The rain kind of stopped in our area in August, and just, you know, to speak of, we haven't had it. We've had a shower or two here or there, but basically no rain since August until, what, last weekend, I think it was. So it did hurt us toward the end, the later peanuts, you know, that the drought affected a little bit more. And, of course, our soybeans, you know, when they started putting pods on, it was about August when it stopped raining. And so they basically made what they made without hardly any rain while they were actually – fruiting. They were down 30% or so.
Wow.
The yields were, you know, not what we were looking for on those, but peanut started real strong, ended weak, so they're going to be about average for us this year. And cotton, this will probably, I'm almost sure when I say this will probably be the highest yielding cotton crop we've had in our area.
Oh, okay.
As far as yield per acre, it won't be the most cotton we've ever produced because there weren't as many acres because the price is so low. But the people that did grow cotton, almost all of them are saying they made the best cotton they've ever made. So.
Oh, that's great. And quality?
How's
quality for the major crops?
Quality has, the soybeans were terrible as far as quality, but the peanuts and cotton were good. You know, they were better than average quality. So
all right,
that part's good for us as well. We'll take it. I'm not complaining.
So what? I mean, give us a picture of did you pay the bills this year? Are you going to make a profit? Are you going to lose money? Are you going to have to ask for refinancing for bigger checks? You know, how'd it turn out?
It'll be, we don't know yet because, like, you know, our cotton, they haven't finished ginning it yet.
Okay.
So we don't know exactly where we are. And then we still, you know, that's one of the unique things about farming. I still don't know what I'm going to get for some of my crops. But anyway, I think it'll be around a break-even year.
Okay. All right.
So that's something, there's something to be said there.
It can be worse. We've had worse recently, right?
Right. But this is one of those deals where in years past, like this cotton crop that we just made, that would have been a bunch of money to put into the bank. That would have been money to buy a new tractor. That would have been money to buy some land. Like the kinds of yields that we were making this year, if the price would have been good, would have been just something else. But I'm very thankful that, like I tell everybody, they say, well, the price is so bad. Well, the price is bad, but thank God we made a good enough yield that we can keep going and not go backwards like we thought we were going to go when we planted this crop.
And, you know, as you sometimes say, you know, we didn't get a good year. We got an okay year, but having the good years is an important part of the ups and downs to offset so many of the downs. I mean, you know, so that I understand what you're getting at with that. Have you guys gotten paid? I know the last time we talked, you know, there was a lot of concerns about tariffs, which I assume continue to affect you adversely. But also the concern or the fact that the Farm Service Agency had not dispensed its money, $3 billion or so, or I don't know, whatever you guys get and everybody else gets. Have they dispersed their money?
We haven't gotten the money that you're talking about, but, you know, when we were talking before, the way it's all set up with a loan program and things like that, we weren't able to get paid for our peanut crop. That was the big thing we were talking about.
You know,
we made this crop, but they held the lion's share of the money, the way the system works. So anyway, we have been able to, once they open back up, they process those payments very quickly, and we were able to get paid for our crop. So that was the biggest part. Now, any other monies that they come out with, any kind of disaster payments or payments dealing with these tariffs and things like that, where they know that the tariffs have hurt the farmers drastically, those are, you know, supposedly in the works, in the talks. Supposedly there's supposed to be a big announcement from the Secretary of Ag next week about that. So, excuse me. So we're all on pins and needles waiting to see what they're going to say that might could help us some.
Okay, but the adversity of the shutdown, which was really affecting you the last couple of times we've talked, I mean, I assume it's still, you had carrying costs during that time for loans you weren't able to repay because you hadn't got the money, and that sucks, you know, but, you know, so goes it. Here we go. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. Ryan, hang on for just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. There is a vehicle fire, Beulah Road at Isaac's Lane. Just use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Ryan Jenkins. Ryan, you briefly talked about the tariffs, and it's kind of funny. I was reading a book the other day. It was an economist book, and he told me something that I did not know. He said that in North Santa Rosa County, you all don't just grow cotton and peanuts and soybeans, but you actually grow pickup trucks and TVs. And I thought that was kind of a weird thing to say in a book. But you know, since you grow, you know, crops, peanuts and cotton that you export, and in return they send us TVs and pickup trucks, you do grow pickups and TVs in North Santa Rosa as far as the end consumer is concerned. And anything that interferes with that trade means that we are interfering with the competitive marketplace of people who make them here and people who make other things that we trade for them overseas with. And yeah, I thought it was an interesting perspective on, you know, how crops and trade work to bring us products and services.
It is. I haven't really thought of it exactly like that, but that's an interesting point, and I fully agree with it. I mean, it's all connected.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. Everything we do is connected, and you can't affect one thing without affecting a million others.
No doubt. You guys are into what, cover crop planting now, which is, for people who may not know, that's the crops to, you know, keep the soil protected from dusting up and going away in the wind, and kind of to protect your topsoil during the winter months. Is that right?
That's right. So now that we have completed our, you know, I call them our money crops, our main summer crops, now we'll plant cover crop on every acre that we have, just to, like you say, it protects against soil erosion, whether it be from water or wind. It keeps the nutrients tied up closer to the surface of the ground where the roots typically are, instead of the fertilizers and stuff leaching deeper and deeper and deeper every time it rains from it not being used. Those plants are using it themselves and keeping them stored in the plants. And then when you kill those plants in the spring, you know, they just turn into organic matter and refertilize the soil. And, you know, it does that. It helps keep weeds down. There's a million, it helps conserve moisture. There's a million reasons we do it. And it's pretty. When everything's so dead during the winter, you can at least ride around and see some green. So it's just something we've done for many years now, and I believe in it wholehearted. It's a project. It's a chore, but I haven't added up the acres. We're probably half done planting cover crop or somewhere close to it.
What are your cover crops this December?
All of ours are either wheat or oats.
Wheat or oats. Okay. All right. Very
good. And
then,
of course, you know, we'll harvest some of those this spring to save to reuse for seed next fall for our cover crops.
So you sowed your oats?
Absolutely. If there's anybody that can say they sowed their oats, it's Ryan.
That's right. I
need to sow some more.
And your wife approves, so all is good. The farm bill that's moving through the Florida legislature. I don't know a lot about it. What I did read is it had some stuff dealing with penalties for disparaging, like food in Florida. Have you been paying attention to this farm bill very much? You have any thoughts about it?
I have not paid much attention to it. I do know that it's happening, and that you know there are a lot of good people working on it. I have not followed it as closely simply because I have not had the time. Until last Saturday evening, all I've done is hold a steering wheel. So I haven't followed it like I should, but I mean, that's starting last Saturday, you know, that's pretty much what I'll do during the winter, those types of things. I'll be talking to different groups, as many as I can, spreading the word about where your food and fiber come from, and many, many meetings dealing with things just like you're talking about. So that's typically what I'll do then from now till about March is a whole slew of meetings and meeting with people and just trying to protect what we have and further agriculture.
You know, you made me think of a question that I have no idea what the answer is. You farm for a living. You know, you drive a tractor and a plow and a harvester and, you know, all the stuff and the spreaders. And you farm for a living. And it makes me wonder, when you're back home at the Jenkins Farm, where I've been, of course, Farm Day and other events, you know, it's a great location. Do you do gardening? Like, just personal, you know, I don't know, strawberries and rhubarb and, you know, cilantro? I mean, is gardening fun for you?
I don't do it, but my mom and dad are not master gardeners, like they have a certificate, but they're as good as they get, and they have a great garden every summer and share their harvest with the neighbors and people like that. And,
okay.
I mean, you know, they're on up in their 70s and in their upper 70s, and they work very, very hard. They're out there picking peas and picking corn and,
okay,
you know, growing tomatoes and potatoes, and they grow it all, and it is something I'm very proud of. But no, I just don't have time. I feel like during that time of year, I don't have time to do that like I should.
You're too busy paying the bills to have a hobby of the same activity for less profit. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I figured that'd be the case, but I didn't know what it was going to be. We always like to end with a farm myth or a farm fact or something, you know, kind of thing about farming. What do you got for me?
All right. 1 pound of cotton can make enough thread to reach 19 miles. So
okay.
1 pound of cotton, which isn't very much, when they spin it down, it can make if it makes a fine enough thread, it can reach one spool of that will cover 19 miles.
And those bales,
that's
pretty wild, yeah. And a bale that you see on the side of the road, just for context, is 500 pounds? 5,000 pounds? I can't even remember. What's the bale size?
The round rolls that you see that look like a giant hay bale, those have about 4 bales of cotton in them, so they'll have about 2,000 pounds of processed cotton in them.
Okay.
So they weigh about 5,000 pounds.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. Okay. So that's before it's ginned. Okay. I gotcha. That makes sense. Okay.
Correct.
Ryan Jenkins, he is our farmer from Jay, Florida, owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we won't talk to you probably before Christmas, so have a great Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again in January. Thank you always for the information, and you know what I always say, thank you for feeding and clothing my kids, man.
Well, Merry Christmas. I hope everybody has some great holidays with their family, and thank you for having us on all the time and getting the word out and spreading the word of agriculture and how important it is to everybody. We can't thank you enough. I've enjoyed becoming friends with you.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody next year.
Absolutely. Ryan, thank you so much for the time. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I get so many comments about the conversations we have with Ryan Jenkins. I really appreciate. And Ryan's now like speaking at clubs and stuff locally and talking to people and, you know, spreading the message about farming, which is a huge part of our local economy in the north end of both Santa Rosa and Escambia County. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, the most important thing you want is to get a good price and to get the deal done. There's no good in spending, you know, months of time and effort and anxiety and showings and listings and all the stuff and then not actually getting your home sold. Well, you know, when the market was easy a couple of years ago, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty were selling well over 200 homes a year. Then it got a little harder. And they were down to 175 and then 165 last year. They're back up at 180 already, and they're on target to be right around 200 for this year. So even in a down market for most people, they are 30% up on their volume. It's just knowing how to do it. And here's what I say is, you know, I've told you that people have been coming to her more recently with, you know, realtors who can't get the home sold. First time, second realtor, third, fourth, even sometimes a fifth realtor. She was just telling me about a client she took on that had had seven realtors and no home sale. Seven. Finally comes to Christine and she's like, we can sell that house. They did. Just did it. You know, just got done with it. Even, you know, and sometimes it's just knowing the market. Sometimes it's setting the right price. Like she was telling me about a home, I think it was in Navarre, where somebody had advised her that the highest price possible for that home was $499. She's like, no. They sold it at $625. 10 days cash. Like, sometimes you just really have to know what to ask in order to get the right buyers. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash. Beulah Road at Isaac's Lane in Pensacola. Use caution through that area. Also, Pensacola Boulevard running heavy from Hood Drive to about I-10. And 9 Mile is accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please, come on, too far. You're gonna get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm gonna get busted, it is not gonna be by a guy like that.
You know, I was never much of an Erasure fan until maybe about the last year or two, and now I've just completely fallen in love with the band. Like, I love, not all of it, but especially the early stuff is just amazing. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man accused of planting pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic national headquarters in 2021 is set to make his first court appearance today. Brian Cole Jr., he was arrested yesterday. He'll appear in federal court in Washington, D.C., facing two explosives-related charges. Authorities say Cole placed the bombs outside the political offices on January 5th. And Andrew, today is International Ninja Day. It's
nice.
A holiday that's been celebrated since 2003. The day honors the history and the culture of ninjas. It also coincides with the release date of the popular ninja film, The Last Samurai. So remember, to watch out for ninja sneak attacks. Now, the probability is probably low, but it's never zero and probably never higher than on International Ninja Day.
Well, and you never know where they're coming. You know, that's the problem. And, you know, precisely because you never know when they're coming, you know, you can't be sure that it's not a risk, right?
Absolutely.
And only one of us knows secret ninja moves from the government like Napoleon Dynamite. So, you know, be careful. Did you ever practice with ninja weapons growing up as a kid?
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks, yeah. The bow staff, the sai, the shurikens, exploding powder, anything?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.